Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first ever episode of Hoop Talk, starring your host, Arbor Pender. Today, we're going to be discussing the point guard position in the NBA. There has never been an abundance of talent at the point guard spot like there is today. And today, we're going to be talking about who, in fact, is number one. Of course, it's all subjective, so I don't know why I said in fact, but today, we're going to be talking about it. And it all boils down to these three players: Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, and Chris Paul of the Houston Rockets. First things first, we have to determine the difference between the best player and the best point guard. The best player playing the point guard position in the NBA is probably Stephen Curry. He's 6'3", with the efficiency almost of a center. I mean, he shoots 49.5% from the field. His three-point percentage is a 42.3. His effective field goal percentage is 61.8. I mean, the man barely misses. He's the best shooter we've ever seen touch the basketball, and he has court vision that rivals only maybe a Chris Paul, a Ricky Rubio, and a Rajon Rondo. I mean, his skill set is unparalleled. I mean, the man is the best. Once again, he's the best shooter we have ever seen in the NBA. His ball handling ability is second to only Kyrie Irving, along with his finishing ability only being second to Kyrie. But we're not discussing today the best player playing the point guard position. We're discussing the best point guard. Now, what is it that a point guard is supposed to do? A point guard is supposed to get his teammates involved, score the ball when needed, defend, and do whatever it takes for his team to get a win. And by those standards, it's quite obvious that the best point guard in the NBA, and the best point guard the NBA has seen, in fact, since Magic Johnson, is Chris Paul. The man is a first team all-defense performer. He is one of, if not the number one, defensive point guard in the NBA. His court vision is second only to LeBron James in the NBA. I mean, the man makes passes that just make your mouth drop in awe. He has the best pick-and-roll game in the NBA, and he's continued to have great success no matter who is on his team. Now, don't get me wrong. The number one knock on his career is that Chris Paul has never reached a conference finals, and I don't believe that's all his fault. He's never really had the talent to really make a push for the title. I mean, let's go back to his Hornets days. He only had David West and some shooters on the squad. But don't get me wrong, he had Tyson Chandler, but Tyson Chandler was never a great player. He's good for catching lobs and blocking shots, much like DeAndre Jordan, who he had on the Rockets, and like Clint Capella, who he has now. The good thing for Chris Paul now is that he has the opportunity to play on a championship contender now that he's starting for the Houston Rockets, playing alongside James Harden. Quite frankly, when they play together, they look quite unbeatable. I believe they've lost only two games with Clint Capella, James Harden, and Chris Paul in the lineup. I mean, the team has grown leaps and bounds since they've acquired Chris Paul. And I don't think that's not just some coincidence by any stretch of the imagination. Chris Paul is a fantastic point guard. I mean, let's talk about Houston Rockets was one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA before they acquired Chris Paul. But his toughness, his will to win, his competitiveness, all of that on the defensive end has led to him being one of the top defensive teams in the NBA. And that's all with James Harden being on the court. And he is one of, if not the worst defensive player in the NBA. I mean, the man just lets people walk by him and score the ball. I mean, he's worthless. It's like he takes defense off. I mean, he's like Charles Barkley on defense. The man plays offense, comes down, and just stands there on defense. This is quite a disgrace. But we're not talking about James Harden right now. We're talking about Chris Paul. He is the best player in the NBA. Head-to-head, he always outplays the opposition. I mean, he's not going to outscore them 9 times out of 10. He's not going to outscore the top point guards. Because nowadays, that's all these point guards want to do. They might as well be two guards. But playing the point guard position, Chris Paul's ability is unparalleled. The number one knock on Chris Paul, once again, is the fact that he's never reached a Western Conference Finals, let alone an NBA Finals. But if you just look at his body of work and the way he plays the game, he is probably the second greatest point guard of all time, second only to Magic Johnson. The same cannot be said for Stephen Curry. The same cannot be said for Russell Westbrook. And we haven't even dove into the Russell Westbrook talk. Russell Westbrook is one of, if not the most exciting player in the NBA to watch today. He's a stat stuffer. The man averaged a triple-double, the first triple-double in modern NBA history last season. He's currently averaging 25 points per game, 9.7 total rebounds, and 10.2 assists. Once again, almost averaging a triple-double. The man, he's been called a stat chaser, and it's not by coincidence. The man continues to lose more games than he should while putting up these gaudy, empty numbers on the basketball court. Don't get me wrong, the man has fantastic ability. He's the best athlete I've ever seen at the point guard position, but I believe him to be overrated. I mean, think about it. How many point guards do you know? It's almost like he makes his teammates worse. Everyone that leaves the Oklahoma City Thunder seems to have greater success on their new team. For example, James Harden. He went from being sixth man of the year, you know, often living in the shadows of Westbrook and Kevin Durant, to being probably the winner of the MVP this year. Kevin Durant. As soon as he left Russell Westbrook, he went on to win the NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors. You got Reggie Jackson. He left Russell Westbrook and went to a Detroit Pistons team and led them to a playoff berth. I mean, Paul George. Paul George is actually playing quite well for them right now, but look what he's done to Melo. Melo comes to the team because of Russell Westbrook's ball dominance. He's turned Carmelo Anthony into a spot-up shooter. We don't know Carmelo Anthony to be a spot-up shooter. We know him to be one of, if not the best scorer in the history of the NBA. One-on-one, there is no one on this planet, and I repeat, no one on this planet that can stop Carmelo Anthony with the basketball in his hands. He puts the ball in a hole with ease. The man is 6'7". He has a huge build, strong. He has a quick first step. He has a great post game. He can finish on either side of the basket. He has a great mid-range game. He can shoot a three-pointer. There's nothing he can't do. But when he gets to the Oklahoma City Thunder, you see him standing around, sitting on the three-point line, waiting for Russell Westbrook to deliver him the ball. Maybe this is just a problem to me. But I think that Russell Westbrook really needs to change his style of play. It's not a coincidence that everyone – it's not just some coincidence, something happening that everyone that he plays with ends up leaving the team. I mean, how do you let a player the caliber of Kevin Durant just walk away from you? Kevin Durant is by far the best scorer in the NBA today. And there were seasons when Russell Westbrook would outshoot him. He would take more shots than the best scorer in the NBA while shooting inefficient 42-43% from the field. It's ridiculous. I don't understand why he's even. Man, I'm done talking about Westbrook, man. This is making me angry just talking about him. It's really between Chris Paul and Steph Curry. Quite frankly, I think Steph Curry has benefited greatly from the system he's in and the players he's around. And let's not forget that before Klay Thompson, before Draymond Green, before these great players, he was just an average player. I mean, Steph Curry was putting up like 17, 18 points per game. He wasn't even the best player on his own team until Monte Ellis was traded away. And I believe that to be a huge knock on his career. Chris Paul came into the league with the New Orleans Hornets as immediately their best player and led them to being one of the best teams in the NBA. Don't get me wrong, they always fell short of their ultimate goal, you know, losing to the Spurs in that one series in, I believe, 2007 when they had a great chance to make it up. But the man is just – there's a reason why they call this man the point god. There's nothing he can't do with the basketball. You can count on him in the clutch. Even though he's had his failures in the postseason, that's not a personal thing. You know, we often dock a player – as a result of his team success. We often forget that basketball is a team sport. Individually, Chris Paul is the best point guard in the NBA. There's really no debate. It's like the debate between LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Obviously, Michael Jordan is one of the most accomplished players in the NBA. His accolades are second to no one other than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He is a marketing genius, one of the most well-marketed players in the history of the NBA, if not the most. His Like My campaign with Gatorade, His shoes, which are still iconic to today, all of these things, because of all of these things, people often consider him a better player, a greater player than LeBron James, when in fact, LeBron James is obviously the better player. He affects his team in more ways. He's a much better passer. He can guard all five positions and at his peak. And right now, LeBron James is in his 15th year. He's playing better than anyone has ever played this late in their career. The man's numbers are ridiculous. LeBron James is averaging 28, 8, and 9 at the age of 33. Dude, we can't even pretend like this is normal. But because of Michael Jordan's, how do you say this? Because of his, the legacy he's left behind, because of his place in many people's hearts, because he is the reason why many people started watching basketball, they regard him as a better basketball. They put him, they speak of Jordan as a better basketball player than he actually was. They erase all of his countless first-round exits, and they just remember he was 6-0 in the finals. But let's not forget, he lost in the first round countless times. He didn't even make the finals until the 1991 season. He was 28 years old. LeBron James led a Cavaliers team to the finals at 22 years old. Well, they would ultimately get swept by the Spurs, but he was still able to do it. Michael Jordan was never able to overcome those Detroit Pistons to the 91 season. He never beat the Boston Celtics. Only team he really beat during that stretch was the Cleveland Cavaliers. And this discussion is much like the Westbrook. This discussion is much like the Steph Curry and Chris Paul debate. Steph Curry is a popular guy. He makes your mouth drop when he shoots those threes from just about half court. He puts on dazzling displays with his ball handling ability. His court vision is fantastic, but it's not as good as Chris Paul's. He's not as great as a point guard as Chris Paul. His ball handling isn't really better than Chris Paul's. Don't get me wrong, he does a lot of flashy dribbling, but his ball handling is not better than Chris Paul's. Chris Paul's much better at taking care of the ball. His turnovers are much less. But because he hasn't had the team success of a Steph Curry, they regard Steph Curry as a better player. But I'm here to tell you today, that's not the case. Chris Paul is the best point guard in the NBA and the best point guard in the past 20 years. And I would appreciate it if you guys would comment below, leave messages, tell me how you feel about the topic. I appreciate you for listening. Bye.